Yeah, absolutely. But people have strategies for creativity. So people have, there's a specific order and sequence of things that they're running through their head that plays that strategy. Let me give you an example. Last week in our practitioner training, we did the ropes course, right? Now, if you wanted to, Ananda's going, yeah, we did. Now, there was who was really good at the ropes course that you saw there? Who was somebody, Anthony was really good, right? Interestingly enough, Anthony was discussing his strategy for doing the ropes course with John on the bus, and I was over listening. Yeah, and what was Anthony's strategy? Because a lot of people were thinking one thing. What was he thinking specifically? Just share that part. Take the step. So what's he thinking at each stage?
Just trusting his body.
He's trusting his body, and he's saying something to himself?
What's the next step?
What's the next step? What's the next step? What's the next step? So now, other people that were producing a less effective result were thinking something different. Freeze frame or something else, right? Now, let me ask you a question, and I know you don't. Were you thinking, what's the next step? What's the next step? What's the next step? What's the next step?
To a certain point, then it just went blank.
Right. So what happens then? So from a modeling perspective, we can look at, okay, here's his strategy. Now we can break it down more than that, because just knowing that he's saying in his head, what's the next step, what's the next step, what's the next step, is going to be different than getting the entire strategy. But we can break that strategy down, and we can actually install that in ourselves or install it in somebody else. So the person who does a lesser effective job, maybe they're thinking of something totally different, or they're thinking of, you know, they're making pictures in their mind of not succeeding, or so on and so forth. Whereas he's just thinking, what's the next step, what's the next step, what's the next step? Yeah, so the effective performer at anything, whether it be a Hemingway in terms of creativity, is going to have a specific strategy that they're using in order to end up in the outcome of creativity. And when we understand that, that's the magic of NLP. People don't understand strategies. We do. We can go and we can elicit any strategy for any behavior and break it down. And in fact, there was a guy that I knew, and I looked at him and I said, this guy is going to go far. He's going to be successful. And the reason why I said that was he had come, he had learned NLP, but he was so inquisitive. Like, and he was just coming up to me and asking me all the time, how do you do that? How do you do that? What are you thinking when you go through this process? What's important to you about this process? What are some of the beliefs that you have about this process? And I'm watching this guy. I'm just listening to the questions that he asks, and not just to me, but he did it to other people too. He'd see some behavior that he liked. He's like, "How do you do that? What's the first thing you think when you're doing that? Huh? What's important to you about that? What do you believe about this that allows you to produce that result?" And I'm just watching this guy, how inquisitive he was, and I said, "This guy's going to go far." Because most people don't think that way when they're getting around those people that are really excellent at producing results. Most people go into their own stuff about needing to prove themselves or this or that, or they go, and so as a result, they put up the barriers to learning rather than open the floodgates to learning. So the best thing we could do is look at those people that are producing those results, get right into the people. So the first step you do in modeling, by the way, is you find a true role model of excellence. Now, in the case of in the early days with NLP, that's what they did. They went out and they found the best therapist at the time. They found Fritz Perls, who did Gestalt therapy, Milton Erickson. They found Virginia Satir. And they went in there and they said, how do you do that? What's the first thing you're doing in your head? Because they wanted to find out not just physiologically what they were doing with their body. See, you look at an Elvis Presley that models a Roy Orbison and you say, okay, well, what he did was he began singing like him and imagining that he was him and taking that on. That's one step. That's getting the external, what's happening externally. But what about what's happening in his head that allows him to produce this result?